Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Herald is Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato's on his way to one winning drive. Nolan McGraw is here before we get to Eric DaCosta on the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, talking about various subjects relating to the team. Just tuning in, haven't heard. Rashad Bateman, 3-year contract extension with the Ravens, 3 years, almost $37 million. $20 million of that money is guaranteed. Remember, Rashad Bateman had a bust-out season, former first-round draft pick out of the University of Minnesota. 45 catches, 756 yards, second most on the team. 9 touchdowns, averaged almost 17 yards per reception. Clerical issue, I guess, a couple years ago where he and his agent misread things in regards to getting franchise tagged. Didn't happen. Now he gets the deal. And Nolan, we were talking about it earlier. It seems like a friendly deal for both Bateman and the Ravens, keeping around a guy, health permitting, seems to be an ascending player in one of the premier offenses in the NFL.
Yeah, and the one he signed last year, or whatever the previous contract was, I mean, that was an extreme bargain for the price that you got him at and what he ended up doing. And there was a little bit of risk with it, even though it was cheap, just because there really wasn't anything to lean on in his time here. You know, got off to a slow start in his career. I believe for his first year, he barely played with Lamar at all, mostly because Lamar was out. So that didn't help the chemistry cause. Then it took a couple years after that. But last year, it looked like Lamar had full trust in him. You know, there weren't any cases of him running wide open and Lamar choosing to go to someone else who was more tightly covered. So,
triple coverage.
Yeah. Well, and I think biggest thing for me is that Bateman showed up in the postseason as well. You know, really wasn't much of a pass game against Pittsburgh. They ran the ball extremely a lot in that one. But against Buffalo, you know, 4 receptions for 66 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, he showed up in the big spots.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman sticking around, and that's a good thing. Everybody signed his contract today. There's pictures of it in social media. If you don't believe us, and since he's signing it, you're assuming he'll be out there at OTAs, which will get underway here, open to the media anyway, in about 25 minutes. But we talked to Mike Bordick a few minutes ago, Oriole Hall of Famer. You're like, why are we talking about Mike Bordick during News from the Nest? Well, Mike Bordick, Jerry Coleman, our colleague here for many years at the Fan. I mean, Jerry's been around the block a few times, and then some. They have the Baltimore Baseball Podcast, and they happen to have Eric DaCosta on said podcast, GM of the Ravens. As Bateman got his extension today, EDC was asked, what's up with Lamar Jackson?
Well, we've had some conversations. I think we're in the introductory sort of stage of looking at what an extension might look like. We've got a lot of business that we're conducting with different players, and we're in a situation where we're blessed to have most of the team coming back. But as we look out over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we're trying to keep as many good players as we can. So we've got some guys that we feel like have the chance to really be prolific players for us that can be here a long time. We're trying to get as many of those guys signed up as possible. That's a big challenge, and Lamar's certainly a big part of that, but there are other players as well.
And extending Lamar Jackson gives you that cap flexibility to do so. Look, he's up against, what, $75 million cap hit in 2026 if they don't get it done. Nolan, I see this as a foregone conclusion that the extension will get consummated or completed, if you will, and then they can move on with their business eventually. The timeline, though, does it happen sooner or later? Because Eric DaCosta mentioned the others that need to get paid. You know, Hamilton, Linderbaum, among others. So what do we think? Is this a nothing burger eventuality, or could this get maybe not acrimonious, but more time consuming than it should be?
Well, I think, yeah, we need to refer to this as a necessity. And you mentioned the cap hit. That's really what it's all about. This is not as much to do with him having another MVP caliber season or how you view him as the franchise guy or, you know, the guy to lead this team into the future. It's more about that big glaring number, not just for 2026, but 27 as well, $74.5 million on the cap hit. That's just, you can't carry that.
No.
You can't carry that for any player. So a deal is going to get done. I would like to see it get done this summer before the season, because like you said, that could really be the key that unlocks some other deals. Now, obviously they were able to get something done with Bateman without getting something done with Lamar, but guys like Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum are going to earn themselves a lot more than what you just gave Rashad Bateman. So you are going to need to unlock a little bit of flexibility, I would think, before you can get those other ones done.
And not to mention likely Andrews, others who could be in line for significant pay increases, Adafe Oweh. I mean, it's there's a list for sure. But there's a new kicker in Baltimore. We think it's Tyler Loop because Justin Tucker was released, as we know. Got his house for sale out there in Owings Mills for, what, a couple mil plus? Justin Tucker, man. This guy was next to Lamar, the second most popular invisible player on the team. The most visible, I mean, with the TV commercials and such. But he's now moved on. Now Tyler Loop and others coming in to replace. So Eric DaCosta, the comfortability level is what?
Well, let me first say I'm not a kicking guru. So I think that in every time we've ever really drafted a kicker.
You didn't have to draft the last one, so you get credit for that.
I've stayed, but I'm talking punters too. Okay. You know, I've stayed out of the process. I can only learn so much. So when it comes to kickers, punters, and long snappers, I stay out of the way. I told Randy, go out, Randy, find the best guys, report back to me. He came back to me probably in March and said, hey, this kid at Arizona, this kid has a chance to be special. He's got a huge leg. I see a lot of potential with him. I think he's coachable. He's got the right makeup. He's got all the things you want in a kicker. And I think this guy has a chance to be really, really special. And understand, at Baltimore, we've had some great kickers.
No doubt. Matt Stover, Tucker, obviously, Hauschka went on to great things, winning Super Bowls in Seattle, and many others that have not kicked for the Ravens but have gone to apply their trade in other NFL cities. But it's Tyler Loop, who they drafted out of Arizona, and he was referring to Randy Brown. And then John Hoyland out of Wyoming, who was accurate by college standards, but maybe doesn't have this cannon leg. Nolan, this is Tyler Loop's job to lose. And as Vinny said a couple of days ago, they're not going to bring in a veteran kicker until things look a little dicey now, and I guess into minicamp and certainly into training camp.
Right. I think a key word there that DaCosta mentioned, or that Randy Brown's praise of Loop, was that he's coachable. And now I obviously just assume that, you know, they liked him. That was their guy when they came back and eventually drafted him. They said, hey, that we like this guy's physical traits, but the coachability maybe leads me to believe that he's not going to take that assumed role. I'm already the starter. I don't have to compete with anybody in camp. I don't have to earn the job because it's already mine. They spent a draft pick on me. They cut Tucker. Who else are they going to go with? That coachability aspect leads me to believe that, you know, he still views himself as being in a position where he has to earn it. Now, obviously, best case scenario, there's no issues whatsoever in training camp or the preseason when he's out there. But if he does start missing, then it's a whole different conversation. And I think at that point, a veteran definitely enters the mix.
Nolan, as we've talked about 100 times, and we can belabor points in local sports talk radio, other than an injury that no one wants to happen, the big storyline, if not the biggest, contract extensions aside, is going to be how Tyler Loop performs, assuming he wins the job, in Buffalo week one and after that. Because Justin Tucker, as a rookie, undrafted, was 31 of 34. He kicked the game-winning field goal in Denver, the Mile High Miracle game, and other big kicks throughout the course of his career. This guy's going to be, and if he yanks one up in Buffalo or costs him a game or two, that'll be the story. Because the Ravens don't get blown out with Lamar Jackson, as we discussed. Ravens play close games, not to diminish what the other teams accomplish, but drop passes, dropped interceptions, 2 for 13 in the red zone, 12 penalties. That's what oftentimes keeps games competitive. 3 losing turnover battles. If Loop blows a game or two, that'll be the underlying, well, not the under, that'll be the big story of what's going on here.
And I've kind of gone back and forth on this because my initial reaction was, it's not really that big of a deal. The Ravens should be more in a position to be aggressive and go for it on fourth and short situations because that's what they've done since Lamar's been the quarterback. And again, the goal should be scoring touchdowns. That has been the case with Lamar. It's not like we're in the 2013 days where Justin Tucker's winning a game by himself, where he's kicking 5 field goals. I mean, those days are over. But still, just look at last year alone. We placed a lot of blame on Tucker. As great as the Ravens' offense was, they were in a lot of close games. Think about the narrow wins over the Bengals. The first one in overtime required a pretty long game-winning kick from Justin Tucker. I think after he had missed earlier in the game.
Yes,
so, again, that shows you the importance. Ravens, Lamar balls out, has an MVP performance, a career day, a Jackson 5, whatever you want to give him in terms of a stat line. But you might find yourself in the end needing that game winner from 50-plus. So I think I might have to walk back that previous thought I had and place a little more emphasis on the kicker here.
We'll come back, talk sports, and count some dough, hopefully, at 410-583-1057 with Buy or Sell. Get in and say hi to us, and if you're on the phones, we'll talk to you. So we got Buy or Sell, we got the Wizard Walt Williams, we'll talk about Eric DaCosta, what he had, what he said. We got some more cuts coming your way. Vinny's going to be joining us live, as a matter of fact, from Winning Drive, coming up at 1 o'clock for NFL Lunch. We've got the AL East report at 1:15, and then Mike Harmon live from L.A. with the beautiful people for Fox Sports Radio. Orioles go for the sweep against the Mariners. Ravens back on the practice field today. Rashad Bateman got paid. Hey, kind of a cool day here in Baltimore.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
To request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. We'll bust that one out for you in about an hour and a half. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out at one winning drive. We'll hear from him. Coming up NFL lunch style at 1 o'clock. Tons going on, world sports for sure. Orioles are hot. Ravens are practicing. NBA finals start tonight. Stanley Cup finals have already started, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's count some dough first, shall we? Buy or sell?
All right. Start with the NASDAQ's up 71. S&P 500 also up. It's up 15. Dow Jones in the green up 113. Under Armour down just 2 cents. They feel like they fluctuate by pennies every day. DraftKings also down 92 cents.
You sound like you should work on Wall Street there, Nolan McGraw, coming off that smooth way that you did.
I wanted the internship with Jim Cramer, Mad Money.
Oh, yeah.
He rejected me.
Oh, he did.
So, yeah.
Should have called Gordon Gekka. Oh. Had a better chance, man.
All right, as far as our sports topics here, we'll start in the NFL, where the Jaguars' new leadership regime, well, they've implemented their mark pretty quickly, even made some puzzling moves along the way, most notably the release of Gabe Davis. Now, from a performance standpoint, releasing him, not too much of a surprise, but a financial aspect side of things says, why would you release this guy? You had to eat a ton of dead money just to get rid of him. So when people saw that Jacksonville drafted a pair of running backs this spring, they started to assume that maybe someone like Travis Etienne, a holdover from the previous regime, would be pushed out as well. Head coach Liam Cohen says that's not true. They still value Etienne very highly. Says he's set to play a big role as he enters the fifth-year option of his rookie deal. Buy or sell, Bob, no chance Etienne is back with the Jags beyond this upcoming season.
Oh, I'll buy that 100%. And he had kind of a turd year, as the entire team did. But Gabe Davis visited Pittsburgh. I think I read that correctly a couple of days ago after he had a dreadful one season in Jacksonville. I mean, they've got Thomas. They drafted Travis Hunter. I mean, they've got some weapons to work with. But Gabe to Pittsburgh might be reality or somewhere else. But Travis Etienne, him and Trevor Lawrence were tied at the hip going back to their Clemson days. And maybe both Nolan could be gone, depending on how that season goes in 2025.
Well, the Orioles, they were very cautious with Felix Bautista's workload early on this season. I guess it helps when you're not in a ton of save situations to begin with, but he wasn't used in any back-to-backs for quite a while. Recently, though, they've started to turn to him a little bit more. And after last night, another back-to-back instance, He's up over 20 innings pitched on the year. You look at his career history in 2022, finished with 65 innings pitched, 61 before he went down with the injury in 23. Buy or sell, Bob, Bautista will still surpass 60 innings pitched despite the slow ramp up.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it because he's over 20 now, you said. You got the month of June. So let's assume the Orioles will continue to play above 500 ball, so the safe opportunities will be there for him. Yeah, I'm going to buy that. And if you remember, and I'm sure you do, back at 22, he was the setup guy for Georgie Lopi, Jorge Lopez. And then Lopez gets traded to Minnesota in a deal that helped the Orioles in the long term. He took over, and the rest is history. But yeah, I'll buy. He'll get up there because the Orioles are now in ball games instead of getting thumped on a nightly basis.
Would have been interested to see how high he could have pushed the innings had he not gotten hurt in 23. Because he was at 61, and he went down, what?
In late August.
Late August, so still a full month to go. And Hyde was using him not just for three-out saves. He was bringing him in to get an out in the eighth or two outs in the eighth.
Yeah, a lot of four or five. I don't think that's going to happen, but he'll get his clean inning to work and do what he has to do.
Let's see. How about a little NBA here? The Knicks showed that they're not really in the mood for any patience when they fired Tom Thibodeau. Some fans there might have run out of patience for Carl Anthony Towns as well. Now, he did have some bright spots in the playoffs, but overall, that defense, people placing a lot of blame on him as the lack of defense being a big reason they lost to the Pacers. Now, all of a sudden, as we know in the NBA media world, trade scenarios get thrown around a lot. Carl Anthony Towns for KD, that stuff has been ramping up here a lot. Doesn't mean it's actually going to lead to anything, but the convo is happening, at least from fans. Buy or sell, Bob, after a coaching change, the last thing New York needs is a major lineup change right now.
I'll buy that soft buy it style. I mean, Cat, offensive skills are undeniable. Defensively, he's not Rudy Gobert. I mean, Minnesota made that move, brought Randall in, who's more, you know, he's not 7 feet, clogging lanes. He can take his game out to the perimeter, and Gobert was able to do what he does, stifle tower style. But I don't know if you blow it up too much. And Rick Pitino apparently has been a name mentioned for the Knicks. What's this, 1989 all over again? Pitino's in his 70s, and he said, no, I'm not interested. And check this out, Nolan, reading the interweb, and you can always believe what you hear there. Kevin Willard's name. Possibly.
Was that real?
Yeah, possibly floated out. Is it really?
I think I saw that, but I wasn't sure if it was a joke or not.
It could be. But just the fact that he hasn't coached a game at Villanova yet. Now, the former coach there, maybe that could be an issue. I think he's pretty much entrenched now as this TV studio guy. But now, to answer your question, I'm selling blowing up the roster. Just play better.
But what's the fascination with non-NBA guys? Whether it's Pitino, like you said, Jay Wright. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I guess in some cases there's been assistant coaching experience before getting head coaching jobs at the NBA. But, you know, Pitino, he coached. The Knicks were good back when Ewing was still in his prime. Then he just said, bleep this, went back to Kentucky and stayed in college for years, won a couple championships. Then went to the Celtics because the allure was too great. Because I think they all thought they were going to get the number one pick in Boston and take Duncan. They didn't. And San Antonio reaped the benefits of that for many championships. I don't know. 71-year-old coach? Come on.
All right, our last topic today in the NFL. Saquon Barkley made some headlines this week. Interesting comments about his eventual retirement. He was asked if he could end up being one of those running backs that tries to play until the wheels fall off, and he actually had an opposite perspective, said that he might take a page out of Barry Sanders' book and leave abruptly, even if it is at a relatively young age. Now, Sanders has since gone on to say that a big reason why he did leave early was because he didn't view Detroit as Super Bowl contenders. Oh. That's, again, part of the equation there. For Barkley, his new deal with Philly, well, that's the exact opposite. They are very much contenders. Buy or sell, Bob, Barkley will retire by age 30 when Sanders did. He just turned 28, by the way.
I'm selling that. Nah, he might check out his early 30s. if they win another Super Bowl this year and he's the offensive player of the year and, you know, starting to stack some Hall of Fame worthy credentials, maybe then he'll think about moving into the next phase of his life. And Barry Sanders' last game, I think, was against the Ravens back at the end of the 98 season. And the talk was he didn't want to pass Walter Payton because he was on the verge of becoming the number one rusher of all time. And you mentioned the obvious one. Hey, we're not going to win anytime soon. Why am I going to get my brains beat in? But no, I think Barkley last passed the age of 30, but not much past, because he's already had one significant injury. I mean, what more does he need to prove other than stacking a couple more personal achievement and team achievement seasons? When we come back, guy that's all about the team, that's Walt Williams, the Wizard. We'll preview the NBA Finals with him. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll get to the Funhouse, which we couldn't do last hour. We got Vinny joining us live for One Winning Drive with NFL Lunch, American League East Report at 1:15, and then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk all things sports with him, because, you know, he's a really smart guy. Playing the NBA playoffs himself many times. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, as we do every week. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, with
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up?
What's going on, my man?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. Well, we'll start with the Knicks. They're gone. Season's over. Again, fall short of a championship. They haven't won one in over 50 years. But Tom Thibodeau paid the price. And, you know, Walt, you've been around this game a long, long time. Was there any surprise level that he got fired? And if there is a rational reason for doing it, what would it be?
I'm not surprised. Absolute shock. I mean,
right.
I can imagine the thought process that went behind that, I mean, when he's took that franchise to in the past 2 years, it's just amazing. And it hasn't been seen in probably at least over 2 decades, you know. And so I don't know what they're searching for, but it seemed like he was right there on the cuff of things, and maybe you make a few tweaks here and there, but to fire him, I mean, you got to think it cannot be based off of his track record and what he's done. It has to be something else behind the scenes.
Now, as they fell short, what does the new coach have to do to get them over the hump? And now, you know, after the series has ended, it looks like Carl Anthony Towns may have been a little bit banged up. And, boy, he's been taking a lot of smoke since they lost as well. But, I mean, how close are the Knicks? Because you look at Cleveland, certainly Boston. I mean, maybe a healthy Philly, who knows. But how close are the Knicks to really being the best team in the East?
Well, I tell you what, they got to add a couple of two-way guys that can defend at a high level, and also on the offensive end can shoot the three, make open shots. And so when you can load up on a few of those guys, because you have guys like Brunson and Cat, those guys can get it done for you offensively, but, you know, are a bit of a liability on the defensive end. So you need to surround them with guys who can take up the slack, but also being able to hit open shots when they draw attention offensively. So I think if they could do a little bit more of that, a little bit, you know, Anobi, you know, Josh Hart, you know, guys like that, so getting more guys like that, I think that this team can get over the hump.
All right, it's the Wizard Walt Williams NBA Finals start tonight. Walt, as you know, 8:30 tip in OKC. We'll start with Aaron Wiggins, former Maryland Terrapin, was coached by Keith Gatlin, Maryland legend like yourself, when he was in high school. Now here he is, 4 wins away from joining Keith Booth, Tony Massenburg, Adrian Branch as Maryland, you know, NBA champions. When you watched him as a player and you see at Terpsland and see him now, what about his game has translated into being, you know, one of the best off-the-bench players in the league, even though his minutes were a little spotty there against Minnesota, it seemed?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Keith Gatlin. I can remember way back when the Terps signed Wiggins. I remember talking to Keith, and I remember him saying that he thought Wiggins was going to be a pro when it's all said and done. And, man, Izzy, you know, his game has gone to another level. And when you're talking about a team like OKC who have so much depth and what they get it done, when we talk about the Knicks, what I was talking about, guys, they needed to add more to their team. That's what OKC has an abundance of. You know, they have so many guys who can get it done on a defensive end that are lockdown defenders, but on the other end, they can make shots. And so Aaron Wiggins is in a great situation where he can learn from those guys and understand what he needs to do on a defensive end to give himself a chance to play. And then we all know what he can do offensively. So I think he's getting a wealth of experience, not only just playing in the game, but the teammates that he's surrounded with.
Now, Indiana likes the tempo. I mean, they're actually living up to this Pacers name that they have. But tell our listeners out there, Walt, about how good OKC is defensively and how, you know, Tyrese Halliburton might not get these free runouts that he has throughout the playoffs so far.
Yeah, you're talking about like Caruso, Dort, you know, Wallace. You know, those guys, they lock up. But then they can score as well. Then you got Jay Williams, who is a solid defensive player as well. Holmgren, Hardenstein, those long guys who are able to switch on pick and rolls and stay in front of guards or make it difficult for them. And then when you get into that paint area, those long guys are always there. So they cover a lot of ground. The wing players, they have a lot of length, wingspan, and so they can dig on drives and get back out to the to their respective offensive players. And they're doing a good job of rotating for each other, helping and rotating quickly. They are making up a lot of ground on that. So you're going to see Indiana is not going to have as many open shots as they did versus the Knicks, and it's going to be interesting to see, because Indiana is the better three-point shooting team, the better offensive team when you're talking about being able to space and the way they move the ball and how they create open shots by the way they move the ball. But, you know, OKC, that Indiana's offense is initiated by Halliburton breaking the defense down and making you have to help. And I don't think that's going to happen as much against the OKC team. I don't think those lanes are going to be created as much, and it's going to be closed in. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Indiana can still continue to shoot that well offensively when those defenders are closer.
Now, on the other side, defensively for the Pacers, you know Julius Alexander is going to do what he does, and that's be premier elite MVP level. What do the Pacers have to do to prevent Jalen Williams from going crazy like he did against the Minnesota Timberwolves?
I mean, you saw Indiana step it up defensively against the Knicks, start pushing up full court against guys and just making it, just making them understand that, hey, we're here, we're right here in your face, and never letting them feel comfortable. And so Indiana got to do things like that, but I don't know. It's just not going to be the same type of environment. So I think Indiana's going to have to figure out a way to shoot the ball well. We'll just go on runs where they're breaking the defense down, getting the ball out, getting in transition, and, you know, having an opportunity to break the defense down in transition before they get set up, and just creating those open opportunities. I think Halliburton is the catalyst on that. It's a shame that he didn't win the MVP. I mean, he certainly is the engine that makes Indiana go. So if he's a guy that can get loose and creating, and then the way he can get on runs and shoot the ball, and then, you know, the combination of Indiana being able to have guys that's fresh out there all the time, that's what takes their shooting to the next level as well. They're not playing a substantial amount of minutes. They have so much depth. I mean, they can go as deep into their bench as Jarris Walker or Shepherd, you know, guys like that, and they step on the floor and give you good minutes. So, you know, Indiana stepped to allow guys to get that rest so they can be consistent in the way they shoot the ball and keep the game up tempo.
All right, Walt, what's happened? Starts tonight, best of seven, Oklahoma City. You know, they're big favorites, even though it looks like the money's starting to move in Indiana's favor. Who wins the championship and why?
I think OKC wins it. In this day and age, you see teams get wore down or they get broken down by the way you can get just the rain of threes can have moments throughout a game. And you can see teams get slumped over when those times happen. But OKC is different. They swarm you or break you down or break your spirit by what they can do on the defensive end, just turning you over time after time and creating open opportunities for themselves. And they seem to be doing that on a game-to-game basis. I mean, defense, offense, you know, sometimes you're going to make shots, sometimes you're not. But defensively, you can absolutely be consistent in that. And they do it at a high level. That, like I said, they can dig in those drive lanes and get back out to the shooters better than, you know, they look like the Bulls back in the day with Jordan and Pippen and those guys, Harper. You know, they look like those guys, the ground that they cover. And so I think that that's going to be the element that overwhelmingly takes over this series. And so I see OKC winning the series. I think Indiana will get maybe a game or two tops, but I think it's OKC's going to win.
All right, Wiz, my wife just bought some cranberry juice. It's going to be 85 degrees when I get back to old Glen Burnie, Maryland. I want to mix it with a nice, delicious vodka that might be a little on the gluten-free side as well.
Yes, sir, man. We got to keep you in shape over there, all right? You know, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. We have Clutch Vodka, organically filtered. We partner with the NIL, One Maryland Collective. Just a way to allow the community to have direct impact on the caliber of athlete University of Maryland recruits in all sports, men and women. So follow us on IG or Facebook at Clutch Vodka, and you can follow me on IG and Facebook as well at WaltTheWizard42. Check out our website at www.clutchspirits.com and see what stores sell Clutch Vodka near you. also, you know, on June 12th, next Thursday, we're going to be at Tower Bar from 3:30 to 5:30, and then out there in Bel Air, and then in Looney's Pub from 6 to 9 as well. Out there in Bel Air, we'll be having a Q&A session, autograph signings, and just a good time having fun. So come join us.
Walt Williams, the Wizard. Walt, appreciate it as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, my man.
There's Walt Williams, everybody. Come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch, top of the hour. American League East report at 1:15. Orioles taking on the Mariners, 3:40. Well, still waiting on the lineup, but you get the drill. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio at 1:30. Zach Orr is going to speak later, so we'll have that for you tomorrow when we get together for Featured Artist Friday. But let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Let's go to, let's see, Trey and Joppa. Trey, what's up?
What's up, Bob?
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. I heard you guys talking about the Gerry Coleman and DaCosta's interview on the podcast.
Right.
I watched it yesterday, and some good stuff on there. Next, you know, one of Jerry's best, some of his best work. And
he has set a high bar, as we know, Trey.
Very high, very high. And the thing I took from it, though, I mean, it's just another thing I'm just impressed with Lamar. I didn't know he had to handle the majority of the communication with Eric. You know, I gave Mom a lot of credit, to be honest. I thought she, you know, handled that on his own, and Lamar was kind of, you know, in the background. Just knowing that he was able to, you know, still do his job and negotiate at the time being the highest paid, you know, quarterback ever. I just think that goes to how smart he is. And the first couple of years of his career, you know, it would be an undertone of people saying, I don't think he can read defenses, or, you know, he can't lead us on a game-winning drive. I always took that as French for, I don't think he's smart enough. I don't think he's witty enough.
Hell yeah. And yeah, unfortunately, Trey, there are a lot of people who still feel that way for whatever reason. But, yeah,
but I'm
business savvy for sure. I mean, I wouldn't know how to do any of that. You know what I mean? Could you negotiate a multi-million-dollar contract with all of the layers that go in with incentives? And I'd be drooling like an imbecile 10 minutes into the conversation.
I will say this, Bob. Lamar's contract couldn't have been but so hard. I mean, but see, people didn't want to give him this credit. God, he's the best in the league. It ain't like he's, you know, negotiating and he's a borderline fringe player. His floor number had to be, you know, I mean, a ballpark figure. It wasn't like it was a big range, but the little small details and fine print stuff, just give him a lot of credit for it. Old enough to remember Joe Flacco looking at Troy Polamalu doing jumping jacks coming off the edge, and he wasn't smart enough to even change the play or call timeout.
And even so say after the game, I just do what they call. I was like, what?
I don't take for granted how smart Lamar is, and I just appreciate him. That's all I had, Bob.
All right, Trey, thanks for the call. Absolutely. This dude's a stud, and he's a championship and an MVP this year away from being a lock for Canton, if he's not already. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Man, I'm so happy you put Walt on before me, because I was going to say everything Walt said, and he wouldn't have had nothing to talk about.
Oh.
But anyway.
Walt's always got something to talk about.
I know. But anyway, I was telling Quick Draw, some talk was going out before the playoffs. Now, everybody, Bob, is not going to win a championship, no matter how good you are. You figure how many teams are in each conference. Let's say there's 15 in each conference. If one team a year, a different team every year, makes it to a championship, that's 15 years. And then only one of those teams are going to win. So everybody's going to have a career. Everybody can be the best. Everybody can strive to try to be a Hall of Famer or make an All-Star game. But everyone is not going to win a championship, no matter how great you are. And I'm only saying this because the talk was, if the Knicks lose to Indiana, I don't know if you heard this, that they should go for Giannis. Now I'm like, well, Giannis got his with Milwaukee, and he's probably, what, 7 or 8 years in. But that's the talk. You and him, you might have heard it already, but that's the talk.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, because Giannis himself opened the door for, you know, he'd be willing to listen to opportunities outside of the Bucks. So
right.
There
okay.
you go.
And now I'm just thinking about all the people who chased the dream for rings, Charles Barkley, and you know, and my boy from Montgomery County,
Kevin Durant,
you know,
yeah,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he couldn't go. He got a ring, and you know, he only left Golden State because of him and the other crazy dude couldn't get along.
Draymond.
What I'm saying is, you know, but what I'm saying is, there are athletes that out there that played that I prayed that would win one. And I'm gonna tell you like this: it was only one player in the history of all sports that I'm so glad he got his opportunity to win a championship, and that was Dr. J. Out of all the other great players out there, I was so happy. I think I cried when he won, and he had Moses Malone with him. And did they add another layer of playoffs? Because remember, I remember Moses Malone saying 4-5-4.
No, he said faux. And it turned out to be 4-5-4. Milwaukee got one in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
But they blew out the Lakers in the championship, who were the defending title holders. But they had the remember the little mini series, the 2 out of 3? And
that's
then that,
it.
Yeah, the little mini series. And then they would get to the semifinals. But that team with Dr. J that you mentioned, Joe's one of the great teams in the history of the National Basketball Association, and he had lost before. They lost in 77 to Walton and the Blazers, lost in 80 to Magic, lost in 82 to Kareem. I mean, so Dr. J had fallen short, did win two NBA ABA titles, if we want to count that. But, yeah, the NBA title put him over the top as, like, a true legend, other than a guy who had his own shoe, one of the first to do it, and dunking from foul lines and stuff.
That's right, and you and what's my boy from NC State?
David Thompson.
Man, David Thompson. Yes, I prayed, but I was a little kid then. But anyway, that's all I called to talk about. Everybody not gonna win, and check this out, Bob.
Yes,
you know this. Lamar should have had his third MVP. But anyway, let's say this: he gets the MVP this year along with the Super Bowl MVP, and I'll leave it at that. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, Joe, thank you. And if he does that, just get the bust ready and get the gold jacket because he's going to Canton. And on the flip side, as me and Nolan have talked about before, John Harbaugh's going to Canton. And some of you might be like, yeah, all right, whatever, Harbsy. NFL Lunch next, Vinny live from Owings Mills.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.